All right. Well, we are in the Advent season, and really it's because one day cannot contain our celebration of all that Jesus Christ has done for us. And so we want to take this month and we want to meditate each week on one of the great things that God has brought to us through Jesus Christ, and just to bring ourselves to the point that when we come to celebrate that day on Christmas, our hearts are full. And so I've asked Dan and Jan Palmer to come up today. And we, of course, last week we lit the candle of hope, because Christ is our hope and has brought hope to us. And today we're going to light our candle of peace. And so Dan and Jan, I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Thank you. Were you in a hurry today to get ready for church, get breakfast on the table, get the kids dressed, get yourself dressed? We all are like that. So I think it would be good right now if we just take a deep breath and let it out. And you sense the quiet, and you sense that moment of peace. So today, we want to think about how Jesus came to this earth and how he works in our lives. And we want to anticipate what he's going to be doing for us through this season and through every season. And when we concentrate on his peace, that's the candle we're going to light today, it helps us better see his work in our lives every day. You know, it's special at Christmas, but every day he wants to be part of our life. He wants to be in our life at home, at our workplace, at our schools. And there just seems to be not enough hours in the day to get everything done. But his peace can help us concentrate on seeing how he works in our lives, how he can bring that peace. And really, he's the only one that can. He lives to bring us peace. So today, we want to light the candle of peace, which is often referred to as the Bethlehem candle. And if we can visualize Bethlehem, it symbolizes peace and preparation and represents the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. And it reminds us of the very peace that Jesus brings to the world. This special peace is for you today, all of us, for today and forever.
Peace is one of those words that gets bandied about an awful lot these days, doesn't it? The truth is, for thousands of years, we've been looking for peace. Apparently, there must be some kind of misunderstanding as to what peace is, because all of those peace treaties, all of those efforts that say we're going to live differently, we're going to live at peace, really, by experience, all have been, for thousands of years, all have been just that we mean we'll cease hostility for a period of time. But dealing with what really is inside of us, that lack of peace, is the biggest challenge that any of us would ever make. God help us to know that those prophets of old would see, they saw from God that a peace would come. The angel there in the field with the shepherds says, peace is coming. And then suddenly with the heavenly hosts, all began to sing of peace. Question for all of us, do we know God? Do we know his peace? That's for all of us. Amen.
Well, amen to that. And thank you for lighting our candle of peace. And I'm just going to read this prayer that Paul prayed for all of us, and not just this season, but our gift from God forever. Now may the Lord of peace, himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you that you are with us. And when we stop and think and realize that we could never enter your presence if it were not for Jesus Christ. We had separated ourselves. We had gone our own way. We really were so consumed with trying to make it in this world and find the things that we needed that we couldn't ever come to a place where we fully comprehended how wonderful you are. We desired so many things above you and didn't even realize they were idols. And yet Jesus Christ came to this earth and he lived a life that showed us what life was all about. And he died on that cross to pay for our sins, offering us forgiveness and reconciliation with you. And we have peace with you through Jesus Christ. And we can stop right now and we can calm our hearts and we can look up and we can be united with the God who created us. And all of that is a gift that you brought to us through Jesus Christ. And we thank you, and we are here to worship you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.